All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, September 21st of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a five-game early MLB slate. We have an eight-game MLB main slate. We have college football main slate. I believe we have MMA, NASCAR. We have NFL this on Sunday. So a ton of DFS action coming at you over the weekend here. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, we do have a few questions that came in the Discord. So we're going to start there as always, and then we'll jump over to the live YouTube chat. So getting SaberSim pulled up here. First question that came in: when I include free contests in my sims, it often skews the ROI metrics solidly into negative territory, probably because the system doesn't have a calculation for them that is accurate. Other than not including them and filling them later after the pay contests fill, is there any other adjustment to include them in autofill but not have them drag down metrics when working on builds? Okay, good question. So the thing about the free contest is that usually the sim settings, as far as like entrance percent to first and cash percent, are going to be off because DraftKings basically allows unlimited entrance. So they set this at like 999,000 people can enter the contest, and then the percent to first and cash percent aren't going to be accurate. So what I would do is I would come in here and just update it to be as close to accurate as possible. So if you come in here and, you know, you go and you look at your free contest and there's, you know, 50,000 people in it, what I would do is I would just kind of estimate where it's going to fall. So I would just say like, okay, between, you know, today and tomorrow, they'll probably get another 50,000 people to enter this free contest. So let's say, you know, 100,000 entrants. And then if I'm going to do 100,000 entrants, then I'm going to look at the actual percent to first and cash percent and just kind of calculate it. So maybe it's 10K to first, right? All right. Percent to first is 10%. And then cash percent, maybe they're paying the top 25,000 people. Okay. Now cash percent is 25%. If you do that, if you actually set up reasonable parameters as far as entrance, percent to first, cash percent, you will actually get a reasonable ROI on the other side. So I would just spend a little bit of time tinkering with those settings and you should be all set. All right. Next question. On the old build, if I wanted to have the same lineup in multiple single entries, just have one under lineups, does single fill do that now? Or is there a different way to have a duplicated lineup like before? Thanks. Gonna re-add this since you went over the next question and let me know if you were able to do that third mini stack. Also, I was referring to already using the stack exposures tab, but what will be the best way to set up a third mini stack? Thanks. Happy weekend. Okay. The third mini stacks, I do still owe you a response on that. So let me put that on my notes for today. And then as far as duplicating a lineup across multiple single entries, the easiest thing to do is to use rank fill. So what I would do is, and I know I have an entries file for this slate because I was doing some testing. So I'll just do like a mini example. Let's say that I have these two three-entry contests, right? And I want to use the same three entries in each, right? This would be the same as using one single entry and one lineup and multiple single entries. What I would do is just come to this little three dots, the method here. If you like close this lineups, it goes under the three dots. If you open it, it appears on this bar, just so you guys know. just change it to rank fill, and then it will use the same, in your case, single entry in all of the contests that you have chosen. In this case, it's going to, you see that changing it from unique rank. When it's at unique rank, it shows 6 in my lineups. When I change it to rank, it shows 3 in my lineups. So then now that it is at 3, it is ranked. The same 3 lineups are going to get used in every contest that I have selected. So you do that, you should be able to do one single entry lineup in all of your single entry contests. All right, next question. This may be a simple question to answer, but if I have a couple of players I want in a lineup, is it best to wait till after the Sims run and then up their exposures? Thanks. I would do a rule, honestly. Like, let's say I wanted a few players. I know I want to play them. I go to rules. The reason I recommend doing it that way is because you know you want those players. So it is better to tell SaberSim, hey, I want these players in the lineup. That way you're not wasting lineups in your pool. And then with that input, SaberSim is going to give you more options with the best possible players built around your core in this instance, right? So you're just going to get more of what you want to see on the other side and give you more optionality. So I always think that if you know you want something no matter what, it's better to just tell SaberSim up front. All right, next question. Hey, Andrew, if you are not on Ultimate, is late swapping beneficial if there are no players ruled out or significant projection changes? Good question. I would say no. You know, I don't think you're going to get a whole lot out of it, especially I think the no significant projection changes is actually the most important part of this question. If you do see significant projection changes, then I would definitely late swap if you're on, you know, pro or starter or DFS light, all of those options. But if you don't see projection changes, if you don't see injury news, then I don't think you have to worry about it. All right. Next question. What is the significance of the max median and min destination after contest sims are built in regards to the lineups that are in the pool? What should I look at regarding these? Yeah, these are like our default aggregate metrics. So I don't use these myself, you know. Basically what these are showing you is like your maximum ROI. So like the lineup with the highest ROI, your median ROI, which is like your 50th percentile ROI in your set, and then the lowest ROI, right? So it's giving you a range kind of describing your lineups as far as ROI goes. The two aggregate metrics that I recommend using or that I find value in are just using average projection and then average ROI if you have a contest sim run. So I would come in here and say, you know, average ROI. And I just use this one because I chose it, but you could use, you know, target ROI as well. So I find value in these two options here just because from our build review shows and studying contest flashback, one, we don't want to sacrifice too much ROI because we're trying to have a high sim ROI. And then two, sim average score, which is effectively average projection, ends up having a big effect on how your lineups grade out in the post build from all of our reviews. I think these two aggregate metrics go pretty hand in hand with what we see in post contest, which is why I like to use them. So if I had to recommend any, I would recommend these two. All right. Keeping it rolling here. Hey, I responded to your email, but I'll write what I wrote here. So I late swapped with direct fill last night, but did not know it sorts by average ROI across all the contests. I don't like that, and I know you guys don't recommend that. So I'm just going to use autofill. You think the best alternative would just be selecting all the contests I want to swap first and deselect the other stuff? and select the ones I didn't swap. That's what I got from the video and stuff we talked about. Yeah, you could definitely do it this way, right? So in direct fill, let's say we have all three contests selected, right? Let's say we have a contest sim for each. So what we're going to do, and you can usually see this under a lineup, is there's going to be three, you're going to have all the data for your three contest sims. So then what happens is we average it out. So if I go here and I go target contest ROI. So what we're doing now is we are grading these by, and these are ROI ascending, not descending. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take, 29, 32, 45, assuming they're all positive. And then we're going to say, hey, these lineups, their average is X. And then that number gets used to rank them all at once, right? When we're looking at all the lineups together. Now in autofill, what we do is we go one at a time. So we're going to look at contest one. We're only going to look at the ROI of contest one. And then we're going to look at contest two. We're only going to look at the ROI of contest two. So that still holds true in late swap as well. The only way to change that is how many contests you select at a time. So let's say you wanted to group your three maxes together. Well, maybe you unselect this 16 max and you do these two, three maxes at the same time. Well then, okay, you're only averaging these two, but these are probably going to be a lot closer together since they're both like a three max or the fact that I have three entries in both of these contests. So this kind of sounds like what you're talking about. Like, hey, I deselect those contests and then select the ones I didn't swap. So like maybe you're doing multiple groups. You could do multiple groups in direct fill. I think that would be totally fine. But anytime you're using autofill, it's going to be, on a contest by contest level. So hope I was tracking there. And going to pop back over to the Discord. All right. So looks like we're all caught up with questions in Discord and the YouTube chat. Saturdays end up being super, super busy. So I'm going to get out of here. Plenty of DFS action today. Plenty of people to respond to. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here on Monday. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.